You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Hard Life from Robin Lane, and before that, Saturday Morning Coming Down from Kevin Stevenson. And before that, we heard a live set from Highway Chapel, who are here for an interview. Hello.
Hi.
The mic works. Great.
This one's working?
It's rock and roll.
All right.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for the set. Very sorry about your friend.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah, he got sick right as we were putting the stuff together. You know, actually sat down on his amp. He's never sat down on his amp in his life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was too tired. And,
How long had he played with you? How long did you two play?
Well, I've known him since middle school. So, you know.
When you have been playing music since then?
Yeah, well, I was playing the guitar, you know. And so I bought a $50 bass and I stuck it in his hands and said, you got to play this bass, I need a bass player. And he's like, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as a band, it's tough, and obviously personally, knowing somebody for over 50 years, mm-hmm. just like that, they're gone. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, but the show must go on, and thank you guys very much for rising to the occasion and playing live on our radio show here.
Thank you for letting us in. Door's locked down there, you know.
Yeah. Well, in a pinch, there's a security guard who come in and let people in. But,
yeah, I just texted Joel.
Yeah, that's usually what we do.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans going forward?
I've got strangely enough, absolutely nothing planned. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to.
You got
we
more
made
material
it through.
To work on.
Yeah. Huh?
You got more material.
Yeah, we really do have to come up with more material. I mean, I've got a sack full of riffs and chords that need to be made into songs, but just have to find time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who knows what will happen after that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody will let us play somewhere.
Well, there's a lot of small clubs still around, some new ones starting up even, and like a lot of people are playing shows at some of these breweries. They're having shows.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You have to be someplace where it's okay to be painfully loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of it is okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But it depends on how they're set up, if it's, if it's really a separate live music room, or if it's just like, in the middle of the, the brewery.
Yeah, separate rooms are good. So you don't frighten the regular
patrons.
Yeah,
it was just at the one called Faces in Malden for a show just last weekend.
Oh, you were there?
And
they
have a separate room, and it gets pretty loud.
Wow, sounds good.
Mm.
And it's separate from the people that aren't interested in music, that are just interested in the beer or whatever else they do.
Yeah, it's perfect. Sounds like Cantones.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Deep Cuts?
I haven't been there yet, but I've noticed that there's some cool bands are starting to book shows there. So,
okay.
Yeah, a lot of places.
That's in Medford.
Yeah, it's right in the center, right in the square.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's one thing that's happening too, because of rent costs in Boston and Cambridge. Their clubs are opening up in, and breweries that have music too, in like Everett and Malden, Medford, Waltham.
Yeah, that happened in Salem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like everybody who used to live in Austin lives in Salem now.
Well, one of my friends who's a punk rock show promoter, he says Salem is the Boston punk rock retirement community.
Yes.
Even though those people aren't retired, you know, they're still doing they're punk rock, and they'll do it, and you know, until they can't.
Yeah, that's actually that's where we recorded the last three CDs at with Richard Marr, Galaxy Park Studios.
He's, yep, a lot he's of a, great stuff has come out yeah. come through
yeah.
him.
Yeah, he's good. He's the man. Yeah.
He knows how to do drums.
Yes. You wouldn't think it'd be hard to make drums
years.
Sound like drums, would you?
Well, there's a lot of there's a lot of
find that.
A lot of like science involved in making drums sound good.
Yeah.
And you know, if somebody just really has the experience of mixing and they you know all you know drum kits all sound different and somebody has you know the experience of doing that, you know, like Richard or like our producer of our show, Joel.
Joel, yeah.
But if somebody's just new at that, they're like, oh, well, here's, you know, it's like, I guess they can hear, you know, hitting of drums, but that they, but, you know, what frequencies are coming through and, you know, are the drums tuned and
how
all that.
The drummer hits.
And yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joel says sometimes I hit it like it owes you money.
Like it goes what?
Like it owes you money.
Like it owes you money.
And so you do have you do have a CD here of the stuff you were able to record with Richard.
Yeah.
And thanks for giving that to us. That's it's really cool.
It's exactly what we just played.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really like the vintage photos.
Yeah,
the one on the cover looks kind of a little bit spooky, like, yeah, but like kind of New England-y.
It's actually Belgium in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not,
a pretty spooky place.
It's just such a weird picture. It's like, what's this guy doing? What's he doing out in the road? You can't see what he's doing. You know, it's cold. The wind is whipping his coat behind him. He got out of his car. He's gone down the road, and he's standing there. It's like, why? Who knows?
Yep, and so you guys have a band camp, too, which is, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, a band camp actually gives, you know, a decent percentage of the money to the artists compared to, you know, certain other online services, and then they have the Bandcamp Fridays where they let the artists have all the money for that day, which is very cool.
Wow.
So a lot of artists are now, they'll promote that, and so it promotes the fact that they have that Bandcamp has that Bandcamp Friday, but it gives, you know, bands an opportunity to promote themselves, but also promote the platform that actually is more rewarding to the artists than some of the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't worry that much about making money from this. It's more of just trying to get somebody to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're here for.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, we love when bands have new music and, you know, come up, you know, provide the music, and especially when they come and play live. That's one of the things we love about the show is that we have, you know, we're able to have bands play with their, you know, real setup that they would play in a club, you know, live on the radio. It's pretty special.
This has been going on for over 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is special.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Highway Chapel, on the town with Mikey D.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
To live, to live, to live, to die. Friends, if you don't want, think I saw the lovely little corner of the room. We can skip ahead past the small talk. You can tell me all about your favorite things to use. Cause I knew your type the second you walked in, but are we just a walking mess of contradictions? But you'd rather live inside a work of fiction. Yeah, you know me.
Line up behind the gate. TGI Friday with every careful card. I keep losing and coming back, broken and beautiful. So you can't be what you lost, so I must be. Yeah.
crazy. Let me take you for a drive.
Let me take you for a drive.
Sexy baby, girl, you drive me crazy. My body comes alive.
Oh, Here I go again, over the top. It's never gonna end. Always going up, over the top. I wanna go back to the bottom and start again. There's no reason why. Again.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find. I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter. Oh.
Thank you. I'm talking, so you listen to me. And we'll be rocking in time, and I can see the sign. We'll be jumping in a good state of mind. There gonna be a lot of rocking while the rhythm is a shocking for the people, they might get in a they grow. So you rock your body while me dizzy, and I hold my love up to you, and we're doing the infinite move. And then you even make my honey, my free love of money, I'm talking, so you listen to me. And we'll be rocking in time, and I can see the sign. We'll be jumping in a good state of mind. A lot of rocking while the rhythm is a shocking for the people, they might get in a they go. You rock your body while we live, and I'm all over city, and we're doing the infinite move.
Thank you, New York.